Shall we raise a toast?
There were 300 or so one-year wedding anniversaries in Michigan yesterday.
To your first year together and to many more.
That was the scene from one of the anniversary parties that happened around the state. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. It was the anniversary of the DeBoer decision. That's the one that briefly legalized same-sex marriage in Michigan last year. That case is now one of the ones before the U.S. Supreme Court, cases that will decide the legality of same-sex marriage in the U.S.
And Democrats in Lansing are capitalizing on that anniversary and the pending court arguments.
They've introduced legislation to roll back restrictions on marriage rights in Michigan.
Six bills and one resolution.
To put the question back on the ballot, to give voters the chance to repeal the marriage ban adopted in 2004.
Now, getting that on the ballot would require super majorities in the Republican-controlled legislature. And that's just not going to happen.
But Democrats are going to use this as a wedge issue to remind voters that Democrats have taken a position in favor of gay rights and betting that the polling is accurate, that that's the direction the public is taking.
And what a change from just a few years ago when liberal politicians like Governor Jennifer Granholm and John Kerry, who were considered pretty pro-gay rights at the time, were still, publicly at least, opposed to marriage rights for same-sex couples.
Yeah, now Republicans are divided on the question.
But not Republicans in the state legislature.
No, they are trying to get ahead of a court decision in case the Supreme Court strikes down marriage bans like the one Michigan has.
A Religious Freedom Restoration Act is in the works, and the House just passed a bill to allow faith-based adoption agencies, mostly ones operated by the Catholic Church, adoption agencies that take public funds to place children.
To allow the agencies to continue to refuse to work with some couples if there's a religious objection.
That bill now before the state Senate.
Yeah.
It would probably be approved there, will probably be approved at some point. But Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff is in no hurry.
Because Governor Rick Snyder is not on board.
He's questioned whether this is a good idea. In fact, sending plenty of signals that he's sick of the gay marriage controversy. At the first opportunity, after refusing to recognize those 300 same-sex marriages a year ago, Snyder then agreed with a federal judge's ruling that the marriages should be recognized.
Yeah, he decided not to appeal that decision, said it's time to stop litigating the question. So, Senator Meekhoff doesn't want to send the governor the adoption bill with a risk of having it vetoed.
Which our now term-limited governor has shown he's willing to do.
So the question is, what comes next? Will House Republicans grow impatient? Will they start holding up action on Senate bills or holding up action on something the governor wants?
And the governor always wants something. This could become a chip in negotiations on other issues. And we're also seeing the governor stepping up his relationship building with Democrats to help make up the difference, maybe, when Republicans won't go along with his plans.
Well, love, love it, darling, come and go with me, come and go with me, way beyond the sea.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.